This summer, I was paddling on the Horton River in the Northwest Territories of Canada. It was July 20th, but snow was falling and the temperatures were near freezing. This was not a freak snowstorm. The weather can be like this anytime in the short summer. My canoe was covered with a spray deck. The skirt was pulled up around my midsection and it was keeping me warm and dry, at least to the extent that you can be warm and dry paddling in a snowstorm. With my head down in the squall, I marveled at the construction of the cover. Complex seams and shapes that fit together perfectly. That spray deck was made by Dan Cook. I am Jim Gallagher, and this is Paddle Minnesota on Northern Community Radio. In this installment, I talk with Dan about the gear he makes at Cook Custom Sewing, based in Lionel Lakes, Minnesota. Your day job is you work as a design engineer, and in your spare time, you and your wife run Cook Custom Sewing. How did you get into the business of custom sewing?
The camp we were working for along the Gunflint Trail was in the need for some mountaineering-style day packs. They didn't have a budget for it, so we went down to Midwest Mountaineering and borrowed a ruler and pencil and paper and wrote down dimensions of packs that we thought would maybe fit the bill and kind of came up with our own game plan. We bought fabric from Country Way Kits at that time out on the west side of the metro, and we bought zippers and buckles and stuff from Frostline Kits, which had an outlet in Rosedale at the time. Put them together, and the neighbor seen them, and then he wanted one, and the townsperson seen one, and he needed one, so we got into it by accident at best.
Tell me about some of the gear that Cook Custom Sewing offers.
We're probably most known for our tundra tarps, our rain flies, and also our canoeing packs, the Pioneer Guide Hybrid Series packs. We've also done quite a bit of mucklucks and winter camping stuff in the past. We do a lot of canoeing accessories, thwart bags and seat pads and canoe skirts, which is kind of a unique item. There's only two real manufacturers of canoe skirts other than homemade ones, pretty much across the U.S. and Canada. A small market, very niche, something we've been doing for probably 30 years now.
I've had the chance to handle and use a lot of different kinds of gear, packs and covers and tarps. The design of your gear is really deceptively simple, but highly functional. What drives your designs and how do you come to a final product?
I try to make things as simple as I can. I think the best design, and you know, this is where they come from, is that things that are simple, easy to use, not contrive uses for the pack per se, but to just focus in, you know, they're just meant to be bombered, to put all your stuff in, to carry well. They have to be shaped to fit your back, so they're not just a box with shoulder straps, as some manufacturers do with canoe packs. The padding is nice, and hip belts are nice. They help you carry the load. It's size-wise, to fit the load is the main thing with the packs. Is there's a general shape to stuff sacks and sleeping bags and so on.
Have your own experiences in canoeing and winter camping helped your gear design?
I probably do more winter camping just because people aren't clamoring for the summer stuff, which there's more people that are involved in the canoeing industry than the winter camping. So I can get out and play in the winter a little bit before the canoeing season starts. And how it drives design is, in the winter, you just got to have stuff that works right away. You can't be futzing with little things with your gloves off and stuff. You just have to have stuff that works easily and is adaptable. If you make it too specific, then you can't adapt it for slightly different purposes.
Clearly, your background in engineering has helped you design your gear. But how did you learn to sew? I sew badly. I can join two things together, but it's not pretty. But your stuff has some elegance to it. The seams are nice and straight, and things are finished off well. How did you learn that?
Actually, one of the very first things I sewed was a car interior. I had bought a 442 convertible when I was young and crazy and didn't like the color and changed the color of the paint, and so I had to change the color of the interior. So I ripped it all out, and my mom showed me how to take a pattern off the old stuff, and I remade it, and if you can believe it, crushed blue velvet. Just practice, just sewing a lot. I started out actually on a sewing machine. The first sewing machine I owned was actually a treadle, an industrial treadle from the 1930s that my mother sewed on when I was an infant. And I had the opportunity to purchase it from the owner, unbeknownst that my mother had sewed on it. He was just a friend of the family that we called Grandpa, and he was retiring out of the shoe business, and I bought his treadle sewing machine, and that's kind of how I got my start. Everything's made, so if you can figure out the process, you can make it too. I think the sewing has actually helped my engineering more than engineering has helped my sewing.
Explain that.
But it just helps how things go together, because you work on things inside out and kind of backwards almost, and so you have to understand it at a different level than what I do for engineering. The winter camping and canoeing, and I've also done bicycle camping and horse packing and backpacking as well. The different avenues of camping, you see different things that have been specialized, and you try to get a better handle on, you know, just the entire scope of what people do. One of the harder things, I think, at the beginning when we were starting out is to get over what I think every young person has, that everyone should do it my way because I got it figured out. You realize there's many different ways to do it as you gain in maturity. I had to take some lashes in between.
We're talking with Dan Cook of Cook Custom Sewing on Paddle, Minnesota. I've been using your gear for about 20 years on various trips with different people with their gear and with my gear. And so this next question, I preface that I've never seen your gear fail. I've heard you say that if a piece of your gear is failing out on the trail, that you don't want to be around because something really bad is happening. Tell me a good story about the trials that you've heard from people that use your gear.
Oh, I've heard stories that I don't like to repeat where, you know, the tornado went by right, you know, just barely missed them and the tarp stood up to it. But you can't use that in promotion because people think then that they can do anything they want with it, you know. Well, I had a pack that was brought back. They had gone out on a canoe trip their first night out. They hung a number four canoe pack up in the tree with rope through the shoulder straps, and the black bear was jumping up and down on the pack, and it wouldn't give way until finally it bit through the actual shoulder strap to get it to come down.
Did they want a refund on that?
No, they didn't want a refund. They wanted to see if they could repair it because it had a memory with it. I put a patch or two in where the bear had bit through the pack, and I put a new set of shoulder straps on it, and away they went.
I know from my own travels that your gear's been on, like, every major Arctic river in North America, but where else has your gear been?
It's been in the Himalayas. It's been to the top of South America, down in Patagonia. It's been to both poles. The mukluks have been to both poles. Been overseas, and I've shipped stuff to Norway, Finland, Switzerland, Hong Kong, Australia, New Zealand, England quite a bit, and Germany, and gone all over. With the internet, people find out about you and hear about you, and they rely upon someone else's review and take a chance, I guess, because it's kind of hard to buy it off a picture. I guess the testimonials of people that have used it carry some weight.
I had a fellow that collared me in an airport in Canada. He said, well, where'd you get that? And it was your big number four Duluth pack. I carry my gear in, had checked it through and just pulled it off the line, you know, at the airport. And so word of mouth, people see it, and that's exactly what I need. What's your website address?
It's www.cookcustomsewing.com. And Cook is COOKE, and then the rest is just spelled out.
Where else can people find your gear in Minnesota besides on the web?
Midwest Mountaineering in the metro area of the Twin Cities, and then also Paragus up in Ely sells it, and there's a number of outfitters that rent my equipment for the canoeing industry on both the Ely side and on the Grand Marais side.
Dan, thank you very much for talking with me today about Cook Custom Sewing. I'm always amazed at the things you make, and they've really served me well over the years.
You're welcome, and thanks for supporting us and, you know, buying the equipment. And most of all, thanks for getting out there and using the stuff.
That's the most important part right there.